This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Well, look at that. It's Wednesday. Made it through Canada Day. Yes. Survived the whole day.
Yes, we did. Lots going on. The weather was perfect. I hope you were able to get out and enjoy at least one aspect of the entertainment that was provided for you.
I thought you were going to say at least one asshole out there. God. And now it's the beginning of a very short work week.
Sort of,
a three-day work week.
It is, isn't it? Also, it is garbage compost day here in the GBA, the Greater Beaver Bank area. So don't forget that. That's going to be tough for us because we have shipped our garbage person off to camp. So now we got to do it ourselves. What the hell's up with that?
That'll be my job now, I guess. And remember, it's the green card every single week now until the end of the summer.
Yes, indeed. A very important and very lucrative ball hockey game took place over the weekend, a 60-hour tournament raising $34,000 for the family of Craig Kellaway. Now, Craig Kellaway, this all took place in Calgary, but Craig was Nova Scotia born and raised and moved out to Calgary for work and was stabbed to death last May. So friends and former colleagues, he was a teacher out there, actually.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, friends and colleagues got together this past weekend, 24 of them in total, and they spent 60 hours playing floor hockey. Now, not only did they raise the money for his little guy's education fund, but this ended up actually being a new Guinness World Record. So very cool. We'll be reading all about that in the Guinness Book of World Records next year. Hey, this latest appointments to the Order of Canada have been announced. There are some great names on this list, including Chris Hadfield, who is going to be an officer of the Order of Canada, which is the second highest ranking, and Rick Mercer is actually going to be joining Chris Hadfield in the officer category.
Oh, that'll be a show right there.
Oh, my God.
There's a Mercer report from Ottawa if I've ever seen one.
Seriously. Yeah. Being recognized for, quote, his ability to inspire and challenge Canadians through humor. Now, the Order of Canada is actually one of the country's highest civilian honors. It was created in 1967 to celebrate the 100th birthday of Canada, of course.
Oh, okay.
And over 6,000 members of the order at this point. Now, some other notable Nova Scotians that have made the list this time around. Ramona Lumpkin is a Halifax native who is going to be named to the Order of Canada. Now, Ramona Lumpkin is actually being honored for her leadership in university post-secondary education as an administrator and for her promotion of community-based learning initiatives. Joseph B. Marshall from Escazoni for his contributions to the preservation and promotion of Nova Scotia's Mi'kmaq language and culture. Others locally making the list are Susan French and Graham Day, the lawyer. Graham Day making the list to the officers in the Order of Canada.
Now, when you were talking about Chris Hadfield, you said that was the second highest ranking. What are the different rankings of the Order of Canada? I just thought you either got it or you didn't.
No, because, I mean, you can be a member of the Order of Canada, and then you can be an officer of the Order of Canada, and I'm not sure what the top tier is. But there is another
level. Are there any lower tiers? I'm trying to get in on this thing here. Head of Custodial Services for the Order of Canada.
Your mother should be getting one of these.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we start a campaign on this podcast to get my mom the Order of Canada?
But
you can't go to Parliament Hill without seeing my mother's statue of the Famous Five. You can't go to Victoria without seeing her statue of Emily Carr.
You can't go
to Calgary, downtown Calgary, without seeing a Famous Five statue there as well. Her work has been on our money. The old $50 bills had my mom's work on it. Stamps, too. So,
it's high time that Barbara Patterson is awarded membership into the Order of Canada. Right.
How do we do this?
You know what? I looked that up online one time because I thought, it's high time that Barbara Patterson be a member of the Order of Canada.
If she listens to this podcast, I could just hear it. The phone call.
Oh, she would want no part of
this
whatsoever.
The phone call will come in going, stop that right now. I don't want
stop
you to
that
do that.
Discussion.
She's a very humble person when it comes to that type of
she
thing
would want
and
no
embarrassed
part
by
of
this
it.
Type of stuff. But I really do think that she should. I mean,
absolutely.
she's already made her mark. Mm-hmm. She's made our family's mark. So I don't have to do a damn thing. You know, I used to say, see that sculpture there? That was my mom's.
Yeah.
Look underneath the sculpture there. See that? That's my daughter's name written under there.
I'm done.
You know? So if somebody listening right now knows how to do that, either tell us or I have a feeling that they have to be nominated. And I think that if it's like the son of the person that's nominating them, then they kind of go, yeah, okay, you do have a nice mom there. That's very nice. Now be off with you. No, I think it has to be somebody else.
There is a very extensive application process where you have to get a number of people to vouch and to write letters of recommendation for the nominee. So,
see, a perfect person for that would be my dad.
Mm.
But then they'd say, well, you have a very nice wife, sir. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of neat. Apparently, it's being left up to the public. You can vote on which carpet you think should be used in the new Halifax Convention Center. You just Google Halifax Convention Center carpet, and it'll take you right there. It gives you the four patterns that are being considered, and you can actually place a vote on which carpet you think would be most appropriate for the new convention center.
Which brings me right back to my art party.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking that, you know, you invite people over when you first move into a place, you give them each a piece of art and say, tell me where you want to hang it, because other people have a much better opinion. I don't think any of us can make decisions anymore.
No.
I think everything has to go up for a vote now.
It's got to be done by committee.
Because you know if somebody did that and just picked the carpet for the convention center, everybody would be bitching and complaining about it.
Oh, for sure.
From that point on. So this way they can go, hey, it was the people. The people decided on this. No, it's not the people who decided on this. It's the people who heard about it, who actually have enough time in their day so that they can go over to the website, look at all the swatches and go, yes, I do believe that the convention center would look good with this. I
mean, there's only four of them to choose from.
Yeah.
One is a sort of really, you know, loud party theme. One's just your basic beige. There's another one that's just your basic gray. But yeah.
A loud party theme. Yes. All you need is one drunken university fraternity one night going, hey, we can vote on the carpet. Let's go. Guess what? Guess which one we're going to get.
Anyway, all you have to do is Google Halifax Convention Center carpet and the website is right there. And going to throw some numbers at you for Canada Day. I know we're a day late, but these are some interesting numbers that I stumbled upon yesterday as Canada celebrated its 147th birthday. Four is the number of Canadian provinces on the day of Confederation.
It's also the number you yell out when the ball is heading towards somebody's head when you're playing golf.
Nine. That's the number of Canadians who have traveled to space.
It's also no in German.
12. 12 Academy Awards have been given to National Film Board Productions.
It's also the number of angry men in the movie of the same name.
17. That's a UNESCO number. That's the number of World Heritage Sites in Canada. Now, we do have seven more listed as tentative, but at the moment, we have 17 UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
It's also the world's most popular teen magazine.
34. That's the number of years that O Canada has been the official national anthem. It was only made the official national anthem July 1st, 1980.
It's also what you yell out if your ball is about to hit 30 people when you're playing golf. I got nothing. 34.
56. 56 Canadian-born celebrities have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Name them all. Go.
Oh, God.
No, just kidding. You would, too.
And as of April 2013, 35,141,542 is Canada's population. A couple of shout-outs that I want to send out today. First of all, shout-out to Sac Vegas.
Oh,
the local blogger,
mm-hmm.
Sac Vegas.
He was our first guest on this show.
Yes, and he was also the Grand Marshal of the Sackville Patriot Days Parade.
Oh, good on you.
What a great thing. That's awesome. Talk about embracing your roots, Sac Vegas.
And talk about an internet celebrity.
But exactly.
I'm telling you, this is the wave of the future. Yep. So many people yesterday on Canada Day were talking about that.
Mm.
The fact that, you know what, the internet is the way to go. Things are changing so fast. I was talking to a gentleman from Cyprus
Yes.
And he said that all the British shows, all of that stuff that that he loves so much since he moved to Cyprus, mm-hmm. used to cost an arm and a leg, and you barely got it because you'd have to get this huge satellite dish in the backyard and all of that stuff.
Not anymore.
Now, everything you can order and have it streaming via the internet, and so many things you get now through the internet. It's amazing. Like this podcast, for instance. So tell everybody about it.
And a shout out and a big thank you to whomever decided to place a little bit of hair on top of Winston Churchill at the Halifax Library. Somebody took a strip of grass and strategically placed it across the top of Winston Churchill's head to make it look like he has a mohawk.
Neat.
It's
oh, what a cool... Looks like he put a merkin on him as well. Look down. No, look below. What's that?
Yeah, I know. I think that's just the...
That's a branch?
The branch that was, yeah. Okay. Just strategically placed.
We'll put that on the website too and on the Facebook page where you go over, look at Winston Churchill and like us.
Mm.
That's the Halifax Daily News on Facebook.
And nice to see that New York City did a shout out to Canada for Canada Day. They lit up the Empire State Building in red and white in honor of Canada Day yesterday.
Do you know what else was red and white?
What's that?
For Canada Day yesterday?
Mm.
Christ overlooking Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To honor Canada Day, Cristo Redentor.
Yeah.
Or Christ the Redeemer. That's
okay.
The English. Yeah, he was red and white.
And he's been there since Christ is a cowboy.
That's actually where he retired to after after he hung up his spurs, apparently.
And finally, going to be keeping our eye on what is now Tropical Storm Arthur. It has now officially formed off the coast of Florida.
Arthur,
yes.
So much fun to say.
I'll alert the media. It doesn't look like it's going to do much of anything. At this point, it might just kind of nick the tip of North Carolina. But other than that, it's going to stay well south of Nova Scotia.
Poor North Carolina. Nothing more painful than just having your tip nicked.
Well, they've had their tip nicked by more than a few tropical storms.
Haven't we all?
But anyway, we're going to keep an eye on Arthur and let you know how it all shakes down.
So on that note, get out there and...
make good choices.
And on that note, it's time for us to say goodbye. Enjoy your short work week. Get out there and put the hump back in hump day. So I guess this wouldn't be hump day. Think about it.
Mm.
Because we had a holiday yesterday and it's a short 3-day work week, the hump day would actually be Thursday.
I guess so.
So tomorrow is hump day.
All right.
Today is like Monday.
Kind of.
Yeah, it feels like it. Oh, God. How many people, show of hands, burned the living daylights out of their flesh yesterday on Canada Day? It's a tradition. You have to end up looking like that tattoo that you have pasted on your face. And I think we're all the same color. Anyway, having said all of that, get out and enjoy the day. And we will be back hump day this week, which is in fact Thursday.
Until then.